Do you think ISIS are a threat to us?
Do I think what?
ISIS are a threat.
ISIS?
Yeah.
Yes, of course I do.
In what way?
Well,
how can a group of men in pickup trucks, no army, no air force, no navy, landlocked, no way of producing arms, are a threat to the West? Tell me that.
Well, what do you think happened in Paris a couple of weeks ago?
Well,
you don't regard that as a threat?
We had troops in Belfast for how long? We still got bombed. That's irrelevant.
Well, it is irrelevant. It's a completely ridiculous argument.
It's not. We did all know... they might put a few bombs. It's, they're not going to invade the West, are they? What I'm hearing, we're going to go to the West.
They invaded. They want to create a caliphate.
But they can't do it, can they? They haven't got the means to do it.
No, they can't. They can't do it if we stop them.
Oh, OK. Then how are they going to invade Europe? Tell me.
I don't know how. I'm not saying they would invade Europe. I want to stop them being able to bomb Europe, and they've showed in many occasions that that's what they've done. Look at what they did in Tunisia as well, killed 38 British citizens. You think that should just go unpunished? Do you?
I never do. Well, bombing make it worse, is it?
No, not at all. If you eradicate them, they can't do it again, can they?
How are you going to eradicate them?
Partly through bombing.
You won't blame you. You think you're going to stand there and rack on? Look, we're here. Be on the ground and so on.
Well, they have been... the word is degraded so far with the existing bombings. So you think that the bombings that Britain has undertaken in Iraq, the French and the Americans, they haven't done any good at all? They haven't killed any ISIS commanders? They haven't degraded them at all?
Well, they're still there, aren't they? They're still a threat. You're saying one...
Well, of course they are. But they're not as big a threat as they would have been if those bombs hadn't been dropped.
I tell you something. I missed the opportunity to do a project. I went back to the Napoleonic Wars. How many wars we've been involved in since then? It's horrendous. Money down the pan. War after war after war.
Yeah, in your world, we just wouldn't go to war at all, and we'd just let anybody trample over us, wouldn't you?
Why can't we be neutral? Because we like you.
Because we've never been a neutral country, and hopefully we never will be, because we have a place in the world, and we have something to say.
Explain why we need a place. Why we need a place in the world. Tell me why.
Well, because we have a seat on the UN Security Council, we're the world's fifth largest economy, that confers on us...
Big deal. It's irrelevant.
Well, should we be neutral in World War II?
Since then, we should be, yeah. We should be then. After the First World War, right?
Dann würden wir alle Deutsch sprechen.
Hang a minute. After the First World War, the wartime wars...
You'd be speaking German. You'd be speaking German if we hadn't stood up to the Germans in 1939. Do you realise that? And depending on your religion, you might not even be here.
Well, my defence was Jewish, so, you know, I've got a bit of point.
Well, you should be ashamed of your position then, shouldn't you?
Why?
Well, because the Jewish race would have been virtually eradicated if we hadn't fought the Germans.
It was not.
Who do you think liberated the concentration camps? Us, the Americans, and the Russians?
Yes, they found them during the war. The war was started by the Jewish people. No. Get your facts right. Look at your history books.
I think, mate, it's you that needs to read your history books, because you've got a very deluded view of history.
Okay, then why do we?
Let me ask you, you would have stayed neutral in the Second World War, yeah?
Definitely.
So do you think that Hitler would have respected that? Do you not think he would have invaded us? Because of course he would.
No, he didn't. He must invade us.
Pardon?
Hitler didn't want a war with Britain. Look at history books.
Well, what?
You're a journalist. Look at
Hitler didn't want a war with Britain. Are you mad? He would have invaded us if he could have done. The plans were there. You just need to look at the German archives to know that. You put yourself forward as an expert in history, and Peter, you know nothing. Goodbye.